But someone goes out of his way to give others Krishna consciousness. This is so much nicer. One time a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada how he chose his different GBC men. And he said, I chose them by or to the degree that they went out of their way, that they took chances to spread Krishna consciousness. That's how he chose his GBC men. And he was the person. He was the one. It's not that there was any GBC to choose. Who the GBC? Prabhupada personally, he chose all the GBC men. And whoever he saw took the most risk to spread Krishna consciousness, those were the ones that he chose. So this is very healthy. If we go out of our way, we take some risk. Generally, in the material world, everybody's looking for a comfort zone. Everybody wants a little nice, comfortable situation. But a devotee, actually a brahmana, his wealth is austerity. The brahmana's wealth is austerity. So to go out and preach Krishna consciousness, sometimes it's a great austerity. It's like this weather here is very hot. I can remember sometimes in America, we'd be out doing concerts, it's like 105 degrees, which I guess that's like 45, 47 maybe, Celsius, something like that. Very hot. Just burning out there. But it's amazing. We'd be out there for like 10 hours, just burning. But because we're absorbed in book distribution, we didn't even feel it. It's like amazing, you know. If you get absorbed in book distribution, there's no anxiety, there's no difficulty. Because book distribution is so nice. It's such a wonderful activity. Just like I've spoken to many devotees that used to distribute books, and they practically, without exception, they always say the best years of their life was in book distribution. So it's a very wonderful, glorious activity where we're able to fully give ourselves to Krishna. It's like the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva dharmam pratyaja mamekam saranam bhaja antvam sarva papavya moksyasya vibhajata. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. I will free you from all such reaction. Do not fear. So he's stated so many things in the Bhagavad Gita, jnana, so many different types of yoga. But in this verse, 1866, he said, just give everything up and surrender to me. Two verses later, he says, Yaitam paramanguyam mat bhakte sivasya. That anyone who gives this message to others is most dear to me. And there'll never be anyone more dear. So here he has this verse, that abandon everything and surrender unto me. And then two verses later, very interesting, two verses later, he says, but that person who gives this message to others most dear to me. In other words, he's given a hint of, you know, you really want to surrender unto me? Then give this knowledge to others. Very interesting. And then, I think it's two verses later, nasto moha smriti labdha krishye vachanam tava. Krishna or Arjuna says that my illusion is now gone and my memory of you has awoken by your mercy, and now I am ready to act as you have instructed. So this should be our result when we read Bhagavad Gita. This should be our mood after reading Bhagavad Gita, that I've heard your message, Krishna, and now I'm ready to distribute books as you've instructed. I'm ready to give this knowledge out to others as you've instructed. This should be the result of reading Bhagavad Gita. Giving this knowledge out to others. So important. And so many wonderful things happen on book distribution practically every day. some nice thing will happen. And even if you go out on it and it's a difficult day, you don't have much result, still, it's purifying. You can't lose. It's a win-win program. You can't lose. Yeah. You might have some, dynamic day. You go out and you distribute 60 or 100 books, and it's like, wow, all right, this is great. And now I know how to distribute books. Now I've got it together. And then the next day, hey, I thought I had it together. What happened? Krishna gives it and takes it away. But that's good. Because when it's not there and you have some difficulty, that's also very nice, very purifying. Just like sometimes these workers, they go out and they're working hard, doing some labor work, and they're sweaty and dirty and grimy. When they get home and then they take a shower, they feel very refreshed, very clean. So when we go out in Sankirtan also, we might have some false egos, some attachments. But we come back and we feel refreshed. It's like a subtle shower. Book distribution is like a subtle shower. You're going out and you're getting your false ego cleansed from you. It's like internal cleansing is a very big thing now in society, internal cleansing. So this is a real internal cleansing program. Cleansing the false ego, cleansing our material desires, all our attachments to this material world. So it's actually a wonderful activity. And not only is it good for ourselves for becoming purified, but the non-devotees, they're getting books. Right? Actually, we should have so much enthusiasm, so much determination to distribute books that we should actually just dedicate our life to book distribution, to giving this knowledge out to others. Like Prabhupada, look at Prabhupada, right up to his last breath. Look at the video of Prabhupada's last breath, practically he's preaching. Very lucid, very clear. Read that. You can still read it in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, 13th chapter. Those are his last words, so clear, precise, so wonderful. So he's given us the example to dedicate our life to this activity. And even if we just make one devotee from all the book distribution we do throughout our life, that is a success. And even if no one becomes a devotee, simply people read some of Prabhupada's books, then this starts their spiritual life. Even that is a success. And Prabhupada even took it further. He said, if one sincerely goes out to preach Krishna consciousness, that alone is success. That alone is success. It's like there's a statement that if one mentally engages in some devotional service in Kali Yuga, then one gets merit for that. He actually gets something from that. Some credit, even mentally. So one devotee was saying, yeah, I'll just distribute millions of books today in my mind. Sincerely distribute so many books in his mind. But the problem with that is that the people don't get the books. We also want them to get the books. But in Kali Yuga, if one thinks of a sinful thought in his mind, he doesn't get a reaction. He gets merit. If he thinks of some devotional service, he gets a credit there. But if he thinks of sinful activity, he doesn't get a reaction. Because if that were so, in Kali Yuga, practically everybody would be dead. Because everybody is so sinful in this age. So, by distributing these books, we're giving them an opportunity to hear the absolute truth. There's so much garbage out there. So much nonsense propaganda going out all over the world for no one's benefit. And so we wanted, Prabhupada's desire was to replace all this nonsense with Krishna consciousness. And this book distribution is a very powerful way to do that. Prabhupada used to mention how the communists, they would distribute their leaflets in Bengal and around there. And simply by distributing these leaflets in different languages, communism grew like anything. It's amazing. So this is a very powerful way of disseminating knowledge to the public. And there's so many things that we can do in this world. There's so many things that we can do. But this activity of book distribution is, practically speaking, as Prabhupada many times said, this is the most important activity. This is the most important activity. And therefore he stressed it so much. He said it cannot be stressed enough. So the more we read Srila Prabhupada's books, the more we'll understand how important this book distribution is. Because practically so many places in his books he mentions the importance of this. I send out so many quotes from Prabhupada's books on the book distribution conference, and this is just from, I'm just reading Prabhupada's books and some nice quote will come up, oh that'd be nice in the conference, so I'll put it on. So this happens so much, so many nice quotes are coming out. This is, I'm just reading Prabhupada's books and so many are coming out. The Prabhupada was absorbed in this important activity of helping the conditioned souls. Because they can't, people can't do it on their own. Maya mukta jivaranahi svata krishna gyan. Jivara kipoya kola krishna veda paran. But the conditioned souls, on their own, they cannot advance in Krishna consciousness. They cannot advance in spiritual life. Why? Because everybody is enchanted by the external energy. Everyone is bewildered by the external energy. Therefore, Krishna comes in the form of the Vedas to guide us back to Him. This is the mercy of Krishna. I mean, imagine if Krishna hadn't come, hadn't given the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Imagine if Prabhupada hadn't come, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur hadn't come, and we were going to try to be God conscious on our own. God, can you imagine the mess? And we see that this is, you know, so many people are out there trying on their own and getting nowhere. So Krishna very kindly came in so many ways to help us. Tamasi ma jyotirgama. This material world is a place of darkness. And these books are shedding light into this Kali Yuga. And the more we give out these books, the more this world will light up in Krishna consciousness. There was one Mataji that had a dream. She dreamt that the whole world, everybody was chanting Hare Krishna. Everybody was a devotee. So she told Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I had a wonderful dream. I dreamt that everybody is a devotee. Everyone's chanting Hare Krishna." And Prabhupada said, "Oh, that's a very nice dream. And that is my desire." So this is Prabhupada. He said, "I only have one disease, and that is I never think small." Therefore, he always wanted to get in contact with the leaders of society. He always wanted to meet the president, and he would get opportunities. He would meet the mayor, and he met Indira Gandhi. He was always trying to get, you know, he's always thinking big. He wanted to get the government involved. Sometimes he would say, "Now we're doing very small." Although, you know, millions of books were going out. You know, so many devotees were being made. Temples were coming up everywhere. He said, now we're doing small. If we got the government, if we can get the government involved, then we can do big. So he was always, therefore he had different devotees going into politics, trying to get into the government. Unfortunately, they can't appreciate too much God consciousness, so it didn't work out. But this was the mood of Srila Prabhupada, to do big. And therefore, whenever Prabhupada would hear some big result, he would say, what would he say?
Jai.
No.
Huh?
Double it. He would also say jai. He would also say jai. But the main point was, double it. Right? So, last year we had a very good year, actually. Better than we had in many years. So we shouldn't just, you know, think, oh yeah, all right, now we're doing good. No, now we got to double that. We got to do better this year. With great determination, we have to go out and give this Krishna consciousness. One time Prabhupada said that if one doesn't go out and preach Krishna consciousness, then one is a neophyte. Now, Majjhima Adhikari, he sees four things. He sees Krishna, he sees the devotee, he sees the innocent, and he sees the envious. With Krishna, he tries to develop a relationship and serve Krishna. The devotee, also, he tries to serve and create, you know, different ways to associate with the devotees also. The innocent, one tries to give. It's like sometimes devotees would criticize the Americans, and Prabhupada would say, no, the Americans are very nice. It's just the leaders. Americans, they're innocent. And therefore so many people became devotees in America. They're innocent. The leaders, I mean the people in general all over the world, wherever you go, they're more or less innocent. But they're being misled by the so-called leaders. In previous times, the brahmanas, they would go to the leaders and they would be welcomed by the leaders. They would be offered respect. They would even be seated on the throne of the king, and he would instruct the king. Imagine how wonderful that would be, eh? But not anymore, of course. So we can go to the leaders and instruct them on how they should lead their citizens. So therefore now we have to go to the people. Now democracy, Prabhupada said, demon crazy. Because the people they're all voting for the leaders, but they don't know what's going on. They don't know what's up or down or sideways. They have no idea. You know, all their knowledge is coming from the idiot box. You know, the television. You know, they just no idea what type of people to vote into an office. So therefore we have to give these books to the people so that they know. They know what type of people to vote for. So therefore it's our duty to go out and give this. We're seeing so many wonderful things we will see happen. I just heard one story of a devotee. He was doing sankirtan and he went into one hospital. And he was speaking to some nurses, and they kind of liked the devotee, so they dressed him up in a surgeon's suit, right? In those white surgeon suits, and they told him, "You can go around to the doctors, and you can sell them your Bhagavad Gita's." So he was going around the hospital selling Bhagavad Gita's in his surgeon suit to the doctors. And there was one nurse going around with him, and she took some Bhagavad Gita's also, and she was selling Bhagavad Gita's to the patients. Amazing, huh? So wonderful. So many wonderful things happen on book distribution. Amazing things. So it's actually filled with life. You go out. It's an adventure. Isn't it? Book distribution is an adventure. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, from one day to the next, you don't know what's going to happen. It's like devotees. I remember in the early days, we would go out on Sankirtan together. And we would come back in the evening. We all stayed in the same room. And we were all telling different things that happened during the day. And we'd just be laying there in the dark, just reminiscing about, you know, what this person said to me and what I said to this person. Very nice. Very wonderful. So, the more we are connected with Krishna, and the more we'll appreciate the importance of this. Because Krishna, He knows how much people are suffering. And therefore He comes in so many ways. Yeah, that'd be good. Does anybody have any water? Thank you. The living entity is meant to live a very happy life, because what does the soul consist of? Eternality, knowledge, and bliss. So this material world, to live in this material world, it's a horrible existence, and Krishna knows that. So therefore He tries to help us out of this prison of material existence, and situate us in our real transcendental position in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, we all know there's no anxiety, there's no death, no old age, no disease. Everybody is completely in ecstasy. So when we give people books, this is what we're offering them. We're offering them a chance to again go to the spiritual world. As I mentioned in Mayapur, this moment that we're giving them a book, this is the most important moment of a person's life. So how sincere we have to be. We have to really stir up some sincerity. And therefore we have to be very strict. Prabhupada said this is the actual technique for book distribution. That we ourselves have to be very strictly engaged in Krishna consciousness. And then Krishna Shakti Vinanahe, Krishna will manifest. And they'll feel the Shakti. And this is why some devotees can go out and distribute hundreds of books. I think the record is something like 3,000 in one day. That wasn't one at a time. He was going to different factories. This is in Russia. Anurdeshavapu. I think he has the world record in books distributed in one day. But individually, I think Harinamananda has the record of 900 and something. Over 900. Huh? 1,000 books? Who did that? I didn't know about that. Who? Oh, I never heard that. Anyway, so how is it possible that someone can go out and distribute 900 books in one day? It's like inconceivable. Big books. This is Krishna Shakti. Also, there's a little competition involved. You know, it's kind of that kind of gives a little impetus, also. Yeah? So this is what we have to endeavor to achieve. get the mercy of Krishna. We have to get this. We have to be greedy. Krishna, what is that? There's Krishna Bhakti. What's the Bhavi Kamati? Kriyatam yadi kutopi lupyate tatramoyam apamoyam janmakoti sukaterna lupyate. We have to be greedy. We have to become lowlium, greedy to get this mercy of Krishna, so that we can distribute, not in a selfish way, so that we get our name up in lights. This is garbage. We should just kick it out like trash, because this is an obstacle to people receiving the mercy of Krishna. This name, fame, adoration, all this, we should just, as soon as this nonsense enters, we should just, please Krishna, take this poison out and fill me with a desire to serve you by giving this treasure of knowledge to the conditioned souls of this world. And to pray like that, in this way Krishna will give his mercy. He wants to give it out. He wants to give his mercy out. We just have to want to receive it. The old sense gratification is such an obstacle. Kamesh, Kroresh, Rajagunas, Mudbhava, Mahasano, Mahapatma, Vijayanam. Krishna says it is lust only, Arjuna, which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of the world. This is the greatest enemy of book distribution. Also, lust. The greatest enemy of preaching Krishna consciousness. So whenever it comes, we should just, please Krishna, take this stool, take this poison out of my heart. Because it's a disturbance to your mission. It's a disturbance to my coming closer to you. This is the disease, trying to enjoy this world. We may not be able to enjoy gross sense gratification as devotees, but then we try to get something at least. I mean, just a little subtle sense gratification, some name, some fame. Please, Krishna, just something. Give me a little something. No, this is the trick of the mind. We have to pray to Krishna to become free of all this cheating. It's a cheating mentality, trying to enjoy in this world in whatever way. Why? Because we're little sparks. We're little servants of Krishna. And our only meditation should be to give pleasure to Krishna. This should be our focus. And if anything else comes, just please Krishna, free me from this. And this is actually the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. Please Krishna, engage in your loving service. Remove all this nonsense from my heart. So this book distribution, it's kind of like, it's a little bit like japa, just like you're chanting japa. Yeah? And some nonsense thought comes to your mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Nonsense mind, shut up. Right? You gotta beat the mind. Yeah? So in book distribution, it's like that also. You're out there and you know, some material thought comes out and you just, oh, Krishna, please take this away. Because a book distributor knows that if you start meditating on some nonsense, no books go out. Immediately, isn't it? Immediately you experience that Krishna is not pleased. But as soon as you get, whenever you're absorbed in trying to please Krishna and giving books out, so many people are taking books. It's mystical. Isn't it? It's amazing how it happens. You're out there distributing and no one's taking books, and then you just, Krishna, please help me. And then somehow just a few minutes later, people are taking books like anything. You're just like, wow. Sometimes this happens daily. So this is also an opportunity to reciprocate with Krishna. so many positive things come out of book distribution. So maybe I'll leave some time for some questions or comments. Yes? I'll repeat the questions. Okay, I'll repeat it.
And there is one question from there.
Okay. One question at a time. So the question is that sometimes devotees are traveling and they spend 3 days or something in one place, and devotees feel that they might be getting burnt out, so should we stay longer or should we go on to another town? Something that always amazed me is that in Switzerland, a country of only 6 million, they were distributing books there for 25 years. And they were always doing huge in book distribution. It's kind of like mystical also. Of course, still it's good to travel. You don't want to spend too much time in one place. But somehow, Krishna, if one is in a situation where there isn't much facility, there's not many towns to distribute, and Krishna somehow, if the devotee is sincere, then he helps. Just like Krishna knows when you're going to a town. Yeah? Krishna knows. So Krishna knows who has already got a book. And he knows who hasn't got a book. So if you're sincere, then Krishna, he'll inspire those people who don't have a book yet to be in a situation, to be in a place at a time where they can get a book from you at that time that you're in that town. See? There's actually a very nice sentence in one purport where Prabhupada says that Krishna, he makes arrangements for devotees who are very enthusiastically preaching, for non-devotees to come across them in their path to receive Krishna consciousness. So Krishna makes arrangements for devotees that are very sincere in preaching Krishna consciousness. Of course, we shouldn't try to, engage Krishna in preaching Krishna consciousness. I'll just be real sincere and Krishna will send the people for me so I can get a nice score. No, we should simply, our absorption on book distribution is to please Krishna by distributing these books to the conditioned soul. This should be our main goal, is to just be absorbed in trying to please Krishna by giving the conditioned souls these books. Anyabilasita sunyam jana karma dinavatam anukoyena krishnanam silam bhakti uttama. One should engage in devotional service without any desire for fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. This is called pure devotional service. Of all the verses that the Acharyas have composed, of all the Acharyas, this verse is the one that Prabhupada quotes more than any other verse in all his books. Anyabhilasitasunya. Anyabhilasa means devoid of all material desires. So this book distribution, it's kind of like it's called the fire of ordeal. In other words, it burns out our material desires. Because as we all know, you're out on book distribution, you have some material desire, then it becomes very difficult. You don't really experience the taste that you've experienced in the past. Isn't it? So therefore a devotee prays to Krishna, please Krishna, take this away. And the devotee also wants to be happy. It's like in one devotee in one prayer prays to Lord Nityananda, Lord Nityananda, you are very happy. Please give me your mercy so that I am also happy. Yeah. That's also transcendental happiness is also something that devotees appreciate. And it's only material desires that get in the way of this. Traveling Sankirtan is so nice. This is the British devotees were telling me how they're traveling around now. So nice. No anxiety, just out traveling, book distribution. No worries. No anxiety. It's like I have so many friends now that are married. They were brahmacharis with me in the early days. So much anxiety. They tell me about all the bills and all the, you know, the problems with the kids and the wife. So much anxiety, and I'm just counting my blessings. There's no anxiety. Just go out and preach Krishna consciousness. Of course, this is our main anxiety. See, this householder's laughing here. You can appreciate it. One time a devotee told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, there's so much anxiety sometimes when we're preaching Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada said, this is good. We should be in anxiety for Krishna. Either we're going to be in anxiety for our own, you know, material enjoyment, or we're going to be in anxiety for Krishna. But this anxiety to please Krishna, it's ecstasy. It's nice anxiety. It's wonderful anxiety. It's ecstatic anxiety. Because Krishna is pleased. Just like the when Krishna, you know, the past time Krishna had a headache, and he told his servant that the only thing that will cure it is if I get the dust from the feet of my devotee. So you go and get. So he went to Lord Brahma and explained the situation. Lord Brahma said, "You want me to give the dust of my feet to Krishna? Are you crazy? I'll go to hell." Just the suggestion was just caused anxiety to him. Lord Shiva, he went to Lord Shiva and so many other sages, no one would do it. Then he went to the gopis, and they said, and they immediately, they're like scraping the dust off their feet. Yes, yes, here, take. Put the dust on Krishna's head. So, what's anxiety for others is not anxiety for a devotee. Actually, we're only in difficulty. There's only material anxiety when we forget Krishna. So if we're Krishna conscious and we're distributing this mercy to the conditioned souls, there is no problem. No anxiety. It's just simply wonderful. simply wonderful. Yes. The question is how do you distribute books on the beaches? Oh, on along the coast, not at the beaches, but along the coast in the summertime. Yeah. So sometimes the ladies are not dressed so chastely in the summertime, so it can be a cause of disturbance to a brahmachari. Actually, first this takes some time, but as we continue, then we get more and more realization. Just like Prabhupada gives the story of liquid beauty. And there was one king who saw this very beautiful lady, and he found out where she lived, and he went to her home and said, "My dear goddess, you are so beautiful. I want you to be my princess." And she was a devotee. She said, "No, excuse me, I don't want to be a princess. I'm satisfied." And he was begging her, "Oh, please, please, become my wife. Please, I'm in love with you. Please." And being a devotee, she said, "Okay. You come back in 1 week and I will marry you." So she took all these laxatives and she was passing stool and vomiting and so much. She kept it in buckets. And after 1 week, the king came and she answered the door. He looked in and said, "Oh, I'm looking for the very beautiful lady here. Can you bring her to me?" She said, "I am her." "No, no, 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 you don't understand. She's very beautiful." "No, no, I'm her." "No, this is not possible." And she said, "I'll show you what has separated me from my beauty." I said, "What is this?" So he took her in, she took him into the room and showed all the buckets of stool and vomit. So eventually we should understand that this so-called beauty is not beauty. It's material. The real beauty is the soul. The soul is beautiful. Just like, I'll give you an example. Some of you may have heard it. It's interesting. There's one man who, or young man, he told one of his friends, another young man, "I have a date for you with Miss Universe." And his friend said, "Yeah, sure, come on, that's not true." He said, "No, no, really. I have a date with you with Miss Universe. Tonight at 8 o'clock, I'll bring her to your door." So he's like, "Yeah. You understand date?" "No." "Date means a girl and boy, you know, they go out and have dinner, or they go to a movie. Girl and boy. You understand?" So this person said, "Nah, I don't believe it." I said, "No, really, 8 o'clock. So he comes, and he has Miss Universe right there. So he knocks on the door, his friend opens the door, and he says, "Here she is, Miss Universe." And the friend looks at her and says, "She doesn't look very good." "Well, there's no soul." "You mean she's dead?" "Well, yeah, but you know, that's just a detail." So here, even Miss Universe, so beautiful. Of course, we know she's not really Miss Universe. Miss Universe is much more beautiful than these earthly women. But so beautiful, Right? But without the soul, no beauty. No beauty. Especially after 10 days, 15 days. Very slowly. So the woman's body, the man's body, is only attractive because the soul is there. We have to understand this. This is our philosophy. So we shouldn't be bewildered by Maya in this way. So why is it that the soul is attractive? The soul is attractive because it's part of Krishna. And Krishna is the most attractive. So this is what's beautiful. Once we come to this understanding, no problem. It's just a dress. The body is just a dress for the soul. We hear this every day, isn't it? But eventually we have to understand it. We have to realize it eventually. Anything else? Yeah. Oh yeah, there was a question back there, yes.
One devotee is asking that sometimes even a devotee says that the devotees who are the Rajagun, Lord of Rajagun, and who are not like casual tapasya, like who can't read or who can't do like japa in temple, they are used to, you say, Prabhupada used to send them for book distribution, not for the advanced devotee. And then he gave the example like Haridas Thakur was not doing those distribution, this and that. So he got confused.
Wait, I never heard that one. So the question is that this devotee was saying that Prabhupada generally he would send out the people that were kind of in Rajagun, who couldn't sit and chant and study. He would send them out for book distribution. But I never heard that before. Too passionate to sit around the temple and chant and read. No, Prabhupada, he said he wanted everybody to learn the art of book distribution. Not just the passionate devotees. He wanted everybody to learn this art. Because it's so important. Even there's some debate about who was the first big book distributor in our society. Whether it was Keshava or some other devotees in the northwest of America, there was some debate. But yeah, Prabhupada was the first big book distributor in New York City. Who knows how many books Prabhupada brought from India? Who knows how many big books Prabhupada brought? Yes, 600. 200 sets of 3 volumes each. So Prabhupada was the first big book distributor. Now I don't think Prabhupada had a tinge of passion in him, but he was distributing books. And he made the path of book distribution throughout our society. And it's interesting also that these 3 volumes he wrote right here in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar temple. So he was preparing his mission right here in Vrindavan. And so many swamis were telling him, no, you should just stay here and chant. Why do you want to go to the west? Even there's one statement in the Vedas that the sannyasi should not cross the ocean. There's some injunction like this. But he had his order from his spiritual master to preach. So he prepared his mission right here in Vrindavan. And he was doing so much here. Look at Prabhupada. He was writing the books. He was getting them edited. He was getting them printed. And he distributed them. He had to do everything. Imagine that. All we have to do is distribute them. Right? The books are already printed, nice printing. All we have to do is go to the book room and get the books and go out and distribute. We have it so much easier than Srila Prabhupada. You have a question?
Speaking about being detached from creature resolve and all that, so for a three aspect, it becomes, you know, because Prabhupada says, you know, if you want money, just read my books. So like, I make these books so that you don't have to work in a factory. And I've seen a lot of devotees from the first generation, you know, maybe the three aspects from the spiritual life on the back burner.
Yeah.
So, but then, you know, we have an extra pressure with the brahmachari, you know, as long as you've got to keep to the three steps of land, you know, constant about it. In one way, you're doing it also for the money. And then at the same time, while you, you know, I mean, you shouldn't be doing it, you know, like it. So, this rooted mentality is
so the question is, I was speaking about how we should be detached from the fruitive results, but this devotee is asking, but for a grihastha, it's a little more difficult, because for a brahmachari, no anxiety, he has this, you know, small area to sleep on, he's got his khichdi, no bills, no wife, no kids, not much responsibility, practically no responsibility. So how could I remain detached from the results without this fruitive mentality? It's a little more difficult, obviously it'd be more difficult. But again, Krishna consciousness also transcends one's grihastha life. Also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was grihastha. He was not fruitive. And there's many devotees that are out distributing books for many years as grihasthas. And they know that if I just go out and preach, Krishna will send what I need. So we have to have that faith that whatever is needed, even in my grihastha life, Krishna will take care, because I'm doing his mission. I'm engaged in his mission. So we shouldn't have anxiety. We should have that faith that I'm pleasing Krishna, and therefore he will take care.
Anxiety comes from the planet. You are there and it's not, you know, actually who is there.
So as I'm speaking, you said that he was realizing that the anxiety is before I go out, I have a plan of how much I want. You know, there's already some fruit or result that he's shooting for. But if we just go out to please Krishna without anxiety, knowing that Krishna will take care of everything, then there's no anxiety. So this is a fact. If we go out in Krishna consciousness, trying to please Krishna without this mental result, this fruitive result that we're trying to achieve, then everything will go nicely. Yeah, this is a fact. We have to be detached. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Siksharta Veka Purusam Parana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sarivadhari Kapambudhyo Yastamaham Bhapadye. The Lord Chaitanya has come to teach detachment. knowledge and love of Krishna. So by practicing this process of Krishna consciousness, then detachment will come. There's a very nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Neha Yat Karma Dharmaya Naviragaya Kapate, that if one's work does not bring one to Dharma, if one's Dharma does not bring one to detachment, and if one's detachment does not bring one to the lotus feet of Krishna, then one is considered to be dead, although breathing. So the result of practicing Krishna consciousness is that we become detached. And this is one of the barometers of our Krishna consciousness, is how detached we are. Of course, we have to have a family, we have to maintain, but Krishna is maintaining so many families. And if you're a devotee, then how much more care he will have for your family. Yes. So the question is, I spoke how sometimes we become attached to name, fame, adoration, these subtle desires. So can I name some practical example of how this happens on Sankirtan devotee? In any circumstance. Okay, how it manifests. Well, of course the ego is the most subtle of elements. And this name, fame, adoration, this is all on this platform. Just like I may come here to speak to all of you, but if I come here just so that I can enjoy others listening to me, or I come to enjoy hearing my own voice, or I come to hear, people praising my speaking after the class. This is called name, fame, adoration. This is subtle enjoyment. Actually, humility is the crown jewel of devotional service. Humility is so important. And you know what humility, anybody know what humility means in the Bhagavad Gita Krishna experience? No. Prabhupada specifically says what humility means. Huh? No.
Selflessness.
No. Prabhupada says not to desire the satisfaction of being honored by others. This is the meaning of humility. Not to desire the satisfaction of being honored by others. So this is where the name, fame, adoration comes from. We want some adoration, some respect. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya says in the Shikshashtaka, so important, once you think oneself lower than the straw on the street, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others without desiring respect for oneself. And this way one can chant the holy name constantly. So this verse is so important, because in Kali Yuga we have such big false egos. So he said this verse is so important that it should be worn around one's neck, never to be forgotten. So we have to remember this instruction of Lord Chaitanya, that we're very, very insignificant. We're just little specks 1/10,000 the size of a tip of a hair. Very small. And Krishna is very great. So we should devote our life to pleasing Krishna. Anything else? Yes, Prabhu. How can we get this Shakti? By going out and distributing books. No, by hearing, chanting, associating with people who are enthusiastic. So many wonderful devotees now in our society that we can get enthusiasm from. Doing Harinams, so many nice things. Very strictly following our spiritual program that Prabhupada has set up. He can't understand, because we're trying to become free of fruit of results, but then the marathon comes and competition, and I want to do big, I wanted to be a good example, but then when the competition comes, then I do my worst and I can't do anything. So, some devotees do very good in marathons under the pressure of doing big. Some devotees don't. So, if one is not too much inclined in competition, then don't get too much absorbed in it. It's going to be a hindrance. Just do your service. And you might spend some extra hours, but don't get too absorbed in trying to do big on the marathon, trying to be number one or like that. Just do your service. Be steady. This is actually more important, is to remain steady in your service. It's like the tortoise and the hare. The tortoise and the hare story. There's a race between a turtle and a rabbit. And you start off at the same time, but the rabbit takes off real fast and he gets all beat out and gets real tired and wiped out. And then the turtle is just very steadily going. And the rabbit, he's passionate, he's spacing out here and there, and the turtle ends up winning the race because he's steady. So, better to be a steady turtle than a passionate rabbit. Steadiness is more important. It's like the example of the shooting star. We've seen so many shooting stars in ISKCON and book distribution, but we're looking for moons. These shooting stars, they shoot along. Wow, did you see that book distributor there? Wow. Well, what happened to him? Well, I don't know. So, shooting stars are not so pleasing as the full moon. So that full moon means steadily engaged in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada is looking for some full moons. Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhuji, that when we do competition, we have so many desires that I want to win and this. So one devotee said, you should not worry about what desire, just do book distribution, even you have desire, just do it. And by doing that, Krishna will be pleased, that desire will just remove. Don't too much worry about.
Yes. Thank you. So the question is some of us are a little out of touch of what's happening now in book distribution. Good, he is asking if I can maybe fill him in. Well, India is doing very good. India is leading the world in book distribution now, as Prabhupada predicted 25 years ago, 30 years ago. Europe is doing very good also. It's like the saying is there that it's easy to start something, it's easy to stop something, but to maintain it's a little more difficult. But it's picking up. Last year we did a million books more than the previous year. So we want to increase that more and more. 1996 was our biggest year ever. 11 million. Last year we did, I think, 4 million. So we want to increase more and more. About a half a billion, 500 million books. And a lot of people don't turn in scores. So last year we probably did even much more, actually. We're trying to get everybody to report scores, but it's not easy to organize this. Yes. What is the theory for the ultimate success of the criteria of the ultimate success of a book distributor? That just before you leave your body, you're handing someone a book. In Vrindavan. Or Mayapur. Actually, there's examples of that. One devotee was a big book distributor, and then he had some problem. He left Krishna consciousness and he found that he had cancer. So immediately he came to Vrindavan and he just started distributing books. And then he left his body. Yeah, why not? Why not dedicate our life to book distribution? Prabhupada, he set the perfect example of a devotee. He gave his life to preaching. So he gave us that example. I mean, even now, I go around, traveling around, and you see these Christians, 65 years old, 70 years old, distributing their Bibles, their pamphlets. Old men, isn't it? All over the world we see it. So why can't we? Why can't we give our life to book distribution? Prabhupada said that if you follow the four regular principles and you chant 16 rounds a day, then you go back to Godhead. What to speak if you also distribute books? I mean, this is it, man. This is it. If we give our life to book distribution, this is it. We go back to Godhead. One devotee actually said, Prabhupada, I just want to come back life after life distributing your books. And Prabhupada said, don't think you're so advanced. Just do your business and go back. Another time a devotee said that, and he said, oh, this is first class. So Prabhupada had different things to say about that. Yes. There's a devotee that was distributing for 10 years and then he gave it up and now he doesn't have the strength or desire to distribute books. Mental problem. Doesn't have the mental power to distribute books or the determination. So, yeah, it's not an easy thing to distribute books. It's actually a blessing. It's a benediction by Lord Chaitanya to be able to distribute books. So, therefore, we shouldn't take it for granted that, yeah, I'm a book distributor, I could, on my strength, on my power, on my purity, I'm able to do this. It's the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, actually. So, the mercy of Krishna. So we should always understand that and pray to retain, to keep that mercy. And as soon as we think that it's my purity, my strength, then no. It's all the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the mercy of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. It's a great benediction. And to continue distributing books, we have to be humble. We have to be humble. Praying for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, to continue this most sublime activity. So many devotees have worked for 10 years, 15 years like this and given it up. Because book distribution, it's not a sophisticated activity. It's a simple activity. You approach someone, you give them a book, you say a few things. That's it. It's a very simple activity. So some people are a little more complicated. They're not so simple. So therefore it's hard to stay, to continue year after year after year. It's an austerity. Sometimes the simple activity of just giving someone a book, it's an austerity to continue because it's so simple. But at the same time, it's the most sublime. So this is what we have to understand. Although it's so simple, and it doesn't take much intelligence, actually. There is some variety. We can say different things about the book. Sometimes devotees just get stuck on one line. You know, you say one line, year after year after year, might get a little difficult. So therefore we should have some variety of things that we say to people, just to keep the freshness. I think there's so many things that we can say about the books from reading Prabhupada's books. And this kind of helps keep the freshness of book distribution. Yes, Mataji.
Our temple structure is that we usually like do collections and
what temple?
Sydney. And we give out free books. So I was just wondering, from your experience, like is there a big difference in someone's Sankirtan realization and their relationship with Lord Chaitanya by doing that service as opposed to selling books as their single focus?
Well, that's also book distribution, giving out books. So that's also lawyers. Of course, you may not be able to experience the
philosophical
debate with
the person.
Yeah. No, but that's also glorious, to go out and collect. And the books are going out, as long as the books are going out, that's the important point.
But what about your Sankirtan realization, your development of that mood of engaging people and also developing your that kind of thing. What about have you noticed a difference in people's realization of that, developing that Sankirtan mood of engaging people? Have you noticed there's a big difference?
As far as collecting and straight book distribution.
Yeah, is there a big difference in developing?
Well, there's definitely a difference. You're book distribution, you're convincing them to take a book on the merit of the book. And when you're collecting, you're basically asking for donations for some cause. Right? So there's a difference. But because you're distributing books, you get some mercy, but you don't get the full mercy. So you should pray to the deities that eventually you're able to just do that straight on book distribution. I don't want to be political or anything, but that's always the nicest. It's just depending on Lord Chaitanya to have the ability to convince people to take Prabhupada's books. There's definitely something special. There's some special nectar there of convincing people to take Prabhupada's books.
If you give the book as a present, that means that the book will lose its power.
Ah, good. Okay, the question is that you're not convincing the person to take the book. They're given a donation, they're given the book as a gift. Does that mean that the power of the book is not there? Is no longer Krishna there? No. The absolute truth is still there, of course. But as far as the devotee, it's a little more purifying. You have to depend more on Lord Chaitanya to convince people to take a book. You've done both. So it takes a little bit to get money from someone is not such a difficult thing, but to convince someone to take a book, it takes a little more Krishna Shakti is involved there.
But
if you are thinking,
it's
easier. 10, 15, 20 years. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe it's not as difficult to do it that way. Just collecting donation, giving the book. So therefore, it's maybe easier to spend more time doing it. That may be also. This devotee says it's more grihastha oriented.
The point is that
as long as the books are going out, this is the main point. Yeah, this is the important point. Now, anybody else? Okay, this is the main question. No, he hasn't asked the question. Go ahead. Nectar book distribution is already an old book, and fanatic book. Yeah, we want to make Nectar a book distribution too. Yeah. But still, this book is very nice. So many nice quotes of Srila Prabhupada are in this book. And many of the devotees that were commented in that book, they're still distributing books. Some of the devotees there, you might want to just skip over, you because there's been some problem. You might discriminate about which comments you want to read and which ones you don't. Yeah, there's so many nice realizations in the Nectar book distribution. Of course, Prabhupada's quotes are ever fresh, so you can't lose there. And fanaticism can have a generally it has a bad connotation, but there can also be a positive connotation of fanatic. It's like Prabhupada, he was fanatic in one sense. Yeah, he was fanatic about preaching Krishna consciousness also. He told all the devotees, everybody should join the Sankirtan parties now, you know, and everybody just, you know, got in advance and everybody just left the temples and went out in book distribution. And he was fanatic about Krishna, and he was, so it could also, it's not unhealthy to be a little fanatic about book distribution. The problem is that people are not very enthusiastic about book distribution. This is the problem. It's good to see some healthy fanaticism. Of course, we don't want to, sometimes fanatic also means like everything else is useless, you know, everybody else is in Maya, they're not distributing books, you know, come on you guys, don't get out of Maya. This is fanatic. We shouldn't be like that. Should we have another one tomorrow? What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have one more tomorrow. Same time, same channel. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you.
We don't have any score from Vrindavan. Why? We never get a score from Vrindavan. Who's the Sankirtan leader?
Sarai Thakur.
How many book distributors are here?
Total